Okay, I think I'm back to vlogging whenever I can anyway, because it's very hard for me to put this production work back together. It's something that doing the audio podcast is better because it doesn't take me a lot of time to upload it and put it out there. So I'll be cranking them left and right. But when you add a little video and you put your beautiful face in there with the big head and all of that, then it adds a little bit more, you know, work behind the scenes. And that's the reason why I haven't done them as much. And I've been having things going on during the holidays and getting sick. But I'm trying to put as many of these as I can when time allows, obviously. Right now, I'm a little bit of a recession, or intermission, I should say, from picking up my daughter. I have a little bit of time. I give her, it's 3:30 now. So I'll go get her and then we'll get cranking. You know how it is with the parenting, getting her home and doing the homework, eating, showering, reading. Gosh, it was all these things that I never remember growing up with any of this. It was one of those things. You went to school, you got home. You know, mom and dad were not home. They had you go take a shower, go do this, go do that, go eat. We'll serve you. And that's it. You do your homework. You better figure it out or you get your ass whooped. But nowadays, it's so much more intricate. There's such an emphasis on us parents being involved. And I think for me as a single dad, it's been very much harder. And I think, and I say that because a lot of men and a lot of people that have kids are in relationships, whether it's married, whether it's engaged, just living in the same household, especially with my culture and my background, the Puerto Ricans. I mean, there's this thing called the Puerto Rican marriage that basically you grow up, you have kids, but you don't technically get married. And that's basically what I'm trying to do. So just going back to that whole deal, you know, being a single dad is a challenge that many people can't understand, because I've said this before, many of my friends in the past or currently are married and they do live at home with their significant other and they have kids, whether it's from a prior marriage or a relationship, they do share that responsibility. Whereas with me, when you're looking behind here, I got the TV going for her. I gotta go ahead and start cooking pretty soon. And it's a one-man show. So I have to turn in my mantle of being a worker at the rat race to now being a dad and being full hands-on and going through that step. And I do that anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week where I'm having to be hands-on when I'm having to do all these things by myself. And that's something that many men are not used to or not accustomed. I really just, when it comes to this, I only can relate with divorced moms, because basically, or moms that are single and having kids out of wedlock, just anybody that is single on that plight, because men really don't, they disconnect. They usually have the woman doing all the work. And if they're not married, they usually don't have the kid, not even 25% of the time. Even though the laws and the things have changed, men at the end of the day, they're not as involved as women when it comes to the parenting role, especially in the early stages. I've seen men where I don't want to deal with that. And especially when it comes to girls, us men have a hard time because we don't know how to relate with them, or we don't know what things to do. And I've seen a lot of men do is get them in sports and whatever sports they like. And my girl is a girly girl. So I've tried getting her into martial arts just because I want her to have that confidence. I want her to be able to protect herself. Because you know, growing up, she's going to deal with bullying and people that are going to want to fight her. And maybe she has to defend herself. And I want her to get brave and strong. But she's not having any of that. She's more along the lines of, I want to play with my dolls. I want to be a fairy. I want to be a mermaid. I want to be a princess. Whatever it is. So that's the life that I have to kind of guide her through to just figure out what she wants to do. But when it comes to the parenting on my own, it's very challenging because I don't have family. I don't have a mom and dad. I don't have a brother or sister living here. I don't have any cousins or anybody like that. And it just becomes very challenging for a single man to handle those responsibilities. And you really have to want it. You really have to desire to be involved at that level. And many men just check out. Many men, I've seen this happen where men, they'll go ahead and just get in a relationship right away just because they want to use that. Part of it is because they want to use that partner, that new person, to help them out because they can't do it on their own. They don't know how to. And I see that all the time. I really do. And it's very fascinating to me because even though I didn't what's the word I'm looking for? I didn't have my child in my belly, right? And I didn't give birth to her. I feel an enormous responsibility to be a parent. And that's the reason why, for my prior podcast, I have an issue with my work environment. And I'm trying to change that altogether, because when you get put in a position of trying to pick, doing what's right in your mind as a parent, which it's all subjective because everyone thinks differently about their parenting roles and what they should and shouldn't be doing. But when you get in that position of, okay, well, I have to do what's best for me and as a parent, that answer is different for everyone. And for me, I'm just very involved, and I'm something that I just couldn't live with myself thinking otherwise, that I, for some reason, if I would feel a level of guilt, a level of shame if I wasn't involved as much as I am now. But the trade-off is that when you don't have anybody helping you, when you don't have the support system, because the saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. And that's true. In a lot of cases, we do need a lot of support from a lot of places. And that's the one thing with women, is that they definitely circle the wagons when it comes to their plight, when it comes to how they deal with each other as a support system when they're having kids. Even women that don't have kids help women that have kids. It's just one of those things. I don't know if it's a DNA. I don't know if what it is that pushes women to congregate when kids are involved, and they help each other out. And us men is different, because we can't even take care of our situations. And I've said that before, that gets very hard for me to leave my child at this stage with anybody else, because they don't even take care of their children. They're not even fully hands-on with their kids. What makes me think that they're going to handle mine? You know, they're just passing on that responsibility to the mom. And don't get me wrong, and that's just the roles that people play in a relationship. But overall, I have a problem with people passing that buck. And it's, as long as it's not my child, I don't care. But I guess I just sit there and wonder, gosh, how can you do that? Like, do you feel good about yourself doing this? And I don't know. It's just a very weird thing to see. And overall, I don't know what to say. But for me, I know it's a different plight. It's something that is something I can't relate with many people in my regular circle. I mean, I have guys that go out all the time, and they're married, and they can go out and do things because it's in small windows. Like, I remember when I was married, I was able to go work out 6 days a week. I could have worked out 7 if I wanted to, but I gave myself a day to rest. But I can go easily go to the gym for 2 hours and come right back and be able to pick up. And something as simple as going to the supermarket and picking up eggs because you ran out of them, I can't do that, because guess what? I have to go dress my daughter up, do her hair, put her clothes on, get her ready, you know, and then a lot of times she doesn't want to go, so you have to fight with her on that. So those are the things that, as a parent, as a single dad, many other men of my friends can't relate with. They don't understand it, because it's something that they're used to having that burden be carried with their partner. And usually the roles are such that it's usually the woman carrying that responsibility. The man comes and goes. They just cut the checks, they pay the bills, and the woman is the one that kind of handles everything else. And that's the way the dynamics have been, and it continues to be that way. But I don't know. You know, obviously in my situation, I don't want to pawn that off to anybody, because that's my responsibility. And it's something that eventually she'll grow up and she'll be there. She'll be doing her thing. But I'm enjoying every moment. It's not something that I sit there and get angry about or get frustrated about. I've been doing it for years now. So, but it's a little bit different, because when you try to communicate that to people, or that you have friends that try to hit you up in the last minute and want to do things and want to hang out because they can come and go freely from their situations, whereas with me, I have to schedule in advance. And, you know, most people just don't do that. But that's just one of the many challenges that I love about being a parent. I mean, no matter through it all, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful experience. And I'm not trying to complain or anything. I think it's just giving some insight as a man, the responsibilities that you have when you do engage and you're fully active, knowing that you're having to do all these things, but then you're not going to have the support group. especially unless you have your family in town, unless you have people that are really close to you that you can trust, it's very rare that men are able to have that support system like women do. And again, and I always say this, there's always pros and cons to how we live life. It's no, you know, that's one of the things about me. It's like, you know, I can't complain. There's some things that work to my advantage and there's some things that don't work to my advantage. But it's recognizing those things and making the best situation out of it. And I don't complain. I just move on. That's the way it should be, right? I mean, life is about you dealing with your hand and making the best of it. And here I am about to get going. What time is it now? Oh, okay, 3:40. Yep, I got to start thawing stuff out, getting ready. I had the TV in the background. I was trying to reconnect some things back there, but everything's good. And hopefully I can start doing more of these. And, you know, whenever time allows, I've been on a blitzkrieg with uploading these, but the audio version is much easier. So we'll see how it goes. I'll do it from time to time. So until then, I'll be parenting.